And of course, there's a section in the book about music, which I'd expect nothing less from you. You are a music writer.
Well, you know, music is really fascinating. Christmas music is really fascinating because sometimes it was popular music as well. You know, like for instance, White Christmas by Bing Crosby is still to this day the record holder for the top selling single song of all time. It hasn't been beat out yet. Of course, Bing Crosby sang that over the radio on Christmas 1941. And so that was just weeks, you know, December of 1941, just weeks after the attack on Pearl Harbor. And that's why the song resonated so much initially, because when you hear that lyric, like such as, you know, just like the ones I used to know, if you were a young man who is now being called up or enlisting to, you know, go overseas and defend America, you know, you were like, and you heard that lyric, just like the ones I used to know, it made you very kind of homesick. So it really struck a nerve. And then, you know, going closer to our era, you know, the great Elvis tunes like Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me and Blue Christmas and James Brown, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto and Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys and the Beatles. Three of the Beatles had Christmas hits, you know.
Mm-hmm. Bowie.
It goes on. Well, Bowie, I mean, there's a miracle right there. Bowie and Bing Crosby,
yeah.
Talk about, you know, strange bedfellows, you know, like a generation, bridging the generation gap when those two cut that record. And Bing didn't live. He was near the end. He didn't live to see the thing broadcast. They taped it in the summer. He died in September. When they first aired it in late November, it's 1978, he was gone. And his wife, Widow, did a little intro saying, you know, he wanted to do this. I think Bowie, you know, and Bing, I think that's like a Christmas miracle unto itself.
Yeah, it was brilliant. The video was brilliant. It's just such an incredible Christmas song. As a matter of fact, we're going to close out the show tonight with that.
Oh, sweet.
Great having you down here, Mark. You know, once again, we still got a couple days left before Christmas. You can order Holly Jolly, Celebrating Christmas Past and Pop Culture. And as you've been hearing Mark tell the stories, jumps off the pages. You can order it right now at Amazon, Amazon.com, Target.com, Tomorrows.com. Barnes & Noble, but it'd make a great gift for somebody. The last song that we're going to play tonight is, you know, we've rocked together throughout the years, and I love your bands and your, you know, all these different projects you did. And you made a really special record where you and your brother came down here. Probably, what year was that?
That was 2015, so it's 2015. 5 years already, yeah.
There's so many great tracks on there. I want to play something from that record, and I want you to pick the song from that record. Because, okay. What it means to you being a part of that record and time that you put into it, what's the one that you're most proud of, if you could even do that?
Well, no, thank you. Yeah, they're all our children. No, thank you. I think the one that would be most appropriate, there's a track called, an original track that we wrote called The Tower Dam. That record had a different guest artist on every track doing a solo. So that track was Matt O'Ree, you know, the great super blues guitarist.
We love Matt O'Ree.
Oh, yeah.
And then, Jersey in the house.
Yeah, the prince of the blues, the crown prince of the blues. Because as long as Billy Hector's around, you can only say that Matt's the crown prince. But he's the greatest. Also, Sim Kane. Plays
Rollins
on there. Yeah, from the Rollins band. And he, as Billy Hector calls him, Sim Sugar Kane. So, those guys just gave us gold. I hope your listeners will dig The Tower Dam.
Well, thank you, Mark Voger, for coming down, man, and being a part of the Electric Ballroom Christmas Extravaganza.
Oh,
great to see you, my brother. And once again, everybody, pick up Holly Jolly. It'll make a great Christmas gift for somebody or for even yourself. Tower Dam. Mark Voger, it was great seeing you, brother. Merry Christmas, man.
Okay, brother. Merry Christmas to you, too, my friend.
Hey, this is Matt O'Ree coming live to you, hanging with Keith Roth here in the Electric Ballroom.
Game. You're the one to on the other side. You on the other side. Chalk up another to the tower there.
Great having Mark Voger down here as my co-host in the Electric Ballroom. What a great guy. I love that guy. So good to see him. Everybody pick up his book, Holly Jolly, Celebrating Christmas Past and Pop Culture. You can order it at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Make a great Christmas gift. Going to close it out with David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Everybody, Merry Christmas. All my best to you and your family. Till next Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, have a good time all of the time. Live it up. You're in the Electric Ballroom.
Hello. You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.